KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have partly to mostly cloudy skies here in Atlantic and 75 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later this afternoon. A high of 91. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. There is a flash flood watch that will be in effect for Cass and some area counties beginning at 4 o'clock today and running until 10 a.m. Saturday. That includes Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and as I mentioned, Cass County. Where rain totals overnight could be between 1 and 2 inches with locally higher amounts by Saturday morning. In the news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 20-year-old James Michael McCauley of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 7:20 p.m. Thursday in Red Oak. McCauley was taken into custody on a valid Pottawatomie County warrant for robbery in the first degree. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $50,000. Police and Council Bluffs say a Central Iowa man was arrested Thursday morning on a robbery charge. 29-year-old Nathan A. Redmond of Colfax faces charges that include first-degree theft and robbery in the second degree. Redmond was also arrested on a probation violation warrant. His arrest was the result of an incident that occurred around 7:45 a.m. Thursday when an unnamed man exited his work truck at the Highway 6 and Interstate 80 construction site. A short time later, Redmond entered the truck and fled from the construction site. The victim and a witness located the stolen truck in the parking lot of a Kmart in the 2600 block of East Canesville Boulevard. When the victim approached the truck in an attempt to recover the vehicle, Redmond fled the scene, striking the victim with the vehicle. The witnesses followed the truck to the 1500 block of Indian Hills Drive, where Redmond then fled on foot. Officers set up a perimeter and a police canine began to track the suspect. The canine tracked him to a residential area about a mile to the southwest. Redmond was apprehended by perimeter officers in the area of Arnold and Adrian Avenue. He was positively identified as the suspect by the victim and witness. The Council Bluffs Police Department thanks the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office for their assistance in handling that arrest. The Mills County Attorney's Office reports that a Mills County jury on Wednesday deliberated for less than an hour before finding a Nebraska man guilty on 3 counts of sexual abuse in the second degree, all Class B felonies. 27-year-old LaRon Dupree Hampton of Omaha was formally charged on June 26th of last year with those offenses. Sentencing in his case is currently scheduled for 8:30 a.m. on August 27th. A felony charge of sexual abuse in the second degree carries with it 25 years of imprisonment. Mills County Attorney Nada Elliott says given the nature of the offenses, Iowa code says that Hampton must serve at least 70% of his time before he will be eligible for parole. Hampton must also register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Officials at the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a suspect or suspects were arrested recently in a case of illegal dumping. Authorities had asked for the public's help in determining who was responsible for garbage that included a mattress that was dumped alongside the road near the junction of Hamburg Road and 655th Street. The identity of the suspect or suspected culprits was not immediately released. Adair County Auditor, our Deputy Auditor Sandy Mitchell on Thursday reported that county offices on the November 6th general election ballot will include Supervisor, District 2 Northeast, Supervisor, District 4 Southeast, Treasurer, Recorder, Attorney, and one clerk and two trustees for the Richland and Washington Townships. The candidate filing dates with the Auditor's Office are Monday, August 6th through Wednesday, August 29th. And candidate packets are available in the Auditor's Office or at the Secretary of State's website at www.sos.ia.org. The Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday signed a letter to the Iowa Department of Transportation expressing their opposition to the consolidation to Council Bluffs of some or all of the district's District 4 construction office in Atlantic. Adair County Supervisor John Twombly says they recently got word of the potential move of the office to Council Bluffs, a plan he says the DOT has apparently been working on for some time.
I guess we're concerned that they're going to move the lab, which, you know, they test the products for your asphalt and concrete jobs, and we think that's a long drive if we have to drive samples to Council Bluffs. We don't know exactly what all their plans are. We like the office where it is because all of our small counties that are involved, it's pretty much central for them, and we don't want to have to haul stuff or go to Council Bluffs for services.
Twombly said the letter in opposition was sent to a lot of DOT officials. Other organizations, including the Southern Iowa Council of Governments, have followed suit.
Of course, they're assuring you that, you know, it'll be a cost savings, and we question that, but, you know, that's how they do things. It's going to be less service and less care about the small counties and cities and especially in central western Iowa.
Plumlee says they've never seen an official word yet about the move, but they received a tip from an inside source.
This is just a byword thing that we've gotten. They're not really advertising that they're doing this. They're kind of doing it behind the scenes, and we kind of got a tip off from one of the, you know, a DOT person. So that's where we're getting our information. And I, to be honest with you, I don't know at what point they're going to ask for the funding, but I would say within 2020, they'll be going to the state legislature and ask for funding for the total move.
He says it's also his understanding the current District 4 director is housed in a Council Bluffs rental office, and the person in charge actually lives in Nebraska. The office in Atlantic, he says, is likely vacant. Twombly says it appears the DOT is trying to backdoor everybody. An official of the DOT in Council Bluffs was unavailable to comment this week on the consolidation of the office. In our funeral announcements, Thomas Lee Hildebrand, age 64, of Harlan, died July 1st. Memorial services for Thomas Hildebrand will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home and Harlan has the arrangements. Brian Kite, age 56, of Atlantic, died Monday. Memorial services for Brian Kite will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Cecil Buckner, age 71, of Des Moines, died Saturday. Funeral services for Cecil Buckner will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Richard Engel, age 84, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Richard Engel will be on Saturday, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Betty Lon Mecklen Newbold Johnson, age 75, of Lee's Summit, Missouri, a former Atlantic resident, died July the 9th in Missouri. A memorial service for Betty Johnson will be held Sunday at 3:30 p.m. at the Harrisonville United Methodist Church in Harrisonville, Missouri. The Cullen Funeral Home of Raymore, Missouri, has arrangements. And Dr. William Bill Dowd, age 91, a native of Stewart, died January 12th in California. Graveside services for Dr. Bill Dowd will be held July 28th at 10 a.m. at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.